At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for other people's problems. We've been doing this for a really long time, so you can find all the old ones where?
On the Audacy app.
Woo! Woo!
Audacy.
Congrats. What's happening today, Hack?
We've got Charlie today, and he's got a question about dating.
Okay. I think this room is qualified to give him any angle.
Charlie?
Hi.
Hi. What's going on with you? How can we help?
Oh, man. I work as a delivery driver, and one of the girls at one of the offices that I deliver to, she signs for all the packages, and I have like a major crush on her.
Okay.
And
yeah, I think that we have like a cool connection, but I just don't know how to go about asking her out.
Have you tried doing the bend and snap?
Okay.
Okay.
And not the bend and snap. Charlie, do not do the bend and snap.
Help me out.
And snap. It's from Legally Blonde.
But I don't think he's supposed to do it, right?
It's she does it when the delivery guy comes. Oh. And she actually, she has a crush on the delivery guy. It's, you know,
no,
so maybe this girl has tried it on you.
Okay.
No. Charlie, I do have a question. Is she like around your age?
Yeah. Like the energy is super, super
great.
Cool. She's around my age where we talk about a lot of like, you know, we have a lot of things in common. We make small talk. It's just, I've been out of the dating scene for so long. I was, you know, with my high school sweetheart for 10 years. Mm-hmm. It kind of broke off 5 years ago. So I've just been, you know.
Okay, so you have a little.
Have you dated anybody in 5 years?
No. No.
Wow.
Nothing?
Wow. Like haven't had a girlfriend or haven't gone on dates?
No. Just completely like delivery driver, you know? She's seen me in my uniform, you know, I mean.
You haven't gone, like you. So
no.
Your first. Okay. Wow.
Wait, but.
I know.
There's something so wholesome about that.
Women love a man
but
in uniform.
I like her a lot. I like her a lot. So the thing is I'm just trying to find a way to, you know, let her know that I'm interested and how I can, you know, go about, you know, where would I take her out on a date? Like,
oh my God, you're like, so
we
need to,
that I like her. Like, what should I do?
We need to go hitch on this dude.
Oh my God.
Well, because you do need a plan. And they're like, hey, want to go out sometime? Sure. What should we do?
Yeah, like, I don't have like a plan. I need help with like a plan. Like.
Like, I wouldn't know.
He hasn't dated anybody in the last 5 years. And before that.
You were in your teens.
Well, it was his high school. Like, I imagine. When you're in a 10-year relationship, who's making the plans?
Is it the woman?
She is.
Okay, well, boys, first of all, step up.
Right.
But, you were a teen last time you were like courting someone.
Yes.
I don't want to do anything that's gonna make things awkward. Because she's my route, you know. Like she's one of the people that I see every day.
I have things I want to say, but I have to put him on hold first. Or, I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Why?
Slacker.
Well, I just have to say, like she's the receptionist, right? She signs for packages.
Great.
She signs all the packages. Yeah. So like
isn't it her job to be nice? Like I don't know. I'm not trying to be mean, but like,
no, is she being nice or is she flirting?
Right. Is it her job to flirt?
Right. I can't tell the difference. Yeah. What if she's just nice to everybody who comes in, you know?
Okay. Well, I think we can tackle several things here, Charlie. I don't know why I'm talking differently to you right now. I think we can figure out if we should approach this girl.
I have an idea.
But I also think we need to train Charlie up on just how to be in the dating scene, period. Like, if we decide he shouldn't go for the receptionist, then how do we get Charlie back out there without, like, don't get on the apps, Charlie.
What? No, I was going to say, we need to get Charlie in studio. We need to make his profiles.
No.
Because he doesn't know anything.
He's untainted.
Sorry, Charlie.
He's untainted.
Yeah,
we're not putting him on Tinder. We're not.
Yeah, I don't think.
You don't start with Tinder.
I think Charlie can find, like, I mean, when I, like, people are like, meet somebody at the grocery store, and that, I don't know how that works, right?
You can meet someone at an airport bar.
You certainly can, yeah. And get engaged to them. But, like,
right.
We need to figure out, I hate talking about you like you're not here, but, like, you need help, dude.
Wait, okay, chill.
But, like, he needs help getting back
support.
On his feet.
Okay. He needs encouragement.
Did I not say that?
Help. You said help. You need help, which is similar to saying you look tired.
No, it's not the same. No.
We got to get him back out there.
That's I have a couple ideas, but we should let people call first.
All right. Okay. You really like this girl, and you haven't said anything to advance it at all so far, but you do make small talk with her. Right? Charlie? Okay. I don't know if he's still there.
I think that's correct. They make small talk, but he hasn't, like, made an advance. He hasn't asked her out. He hasn't even hinted at, like, what are you doing this weekend, it seems.
Do you... I'm afraid of words right now because Erica is going to just get mad at me.
I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm open-minded.
Should he dip his pen in the company ink, or should he avoid the girl that's on his route?
Like, or is there a third option?
But I like it. It seems like he's so close. They're just a genuine, he met someone, they have interests, they're the same age.
Meeting someone in real life.
They're right there.
And
they're right there.
This isn't a movie, you guys. This isn't a movie.
I know, but he seems a little insecure about his job. He's like, you know, I'm just the delivery driver. And I'm like, and she's a receptionist. She's not the CEO.
But the delivery driver can get with the CEO as well.
Of course. Okay. But I'm saying, like, he doesn't need to feel so insecure about that. Yeah,
how do you give him confidence to...
Maybe he looks good in his uniform. The butts usually look okay in them.
We have one UPS guy. His calves are amazing.
I bet.
Okay, guys.
Anyways.
I honestly don't know.
So need some delivery women around here.
Do you like this guy, Aaron and Erica?
Yeah.
You like him? Like,
I want to see him succeed.
Yeah,
but it's not skeezy for the delivery guy to go, can I get your number?
I think it depends on the situation for Charlie. I think it's fine because it is more of a wholesome, genuine vibe, not just I'm hitting on another one today.
And, like, they've spoken prior. Yeah. It's not the first time he sees her and he's like, can I get your number?
Okay.
But there are places, at least I hear, because I'm not in the dating scene,
right?
to clarify, but, like, at the gym, you don't hit on someone at the gym, no matter how much I've heard
they're
that.
They're chatting with you.
So is this okay? People, is this one of those things where you're at work and you shouldn't, but
so you just wait by your car?
No.
Much creepier.
Or, like, under her car, kind of.
Stop it.
Hey, this is why Slacker is single.
Yeah, I can't figure that out. Okay, so we're going to help him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Support him.
Yes.
Encourage him.
Saying we are going to help him is different than, buddy, you need help.
You nailed it. 15 years ago was the last time he asked a girl out.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane to me.
He was probably like 16.
And it's just so different because the girls like you because they know you, because you go to school with them. So it's like you're not breaking any barriers,
like a first date.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be a tiny little bit vulnerable here. I don't know how to ask a girl out.
Oh my gosh. Well, what's our phone number?
No, I mean, it is a weird thing where it's just like,
you just got to do it.
Yeah.
It's so terrifying.
For sure.
It works out though.
It does.
I am living proof.
I know. But I'm not.
You're living proof that some of them work out, but a lot of times you just go home. And
I'm also living proof of a lot of failed.
All right. Can you guys support and encourage Charlie?
And what uniform should Slacker start wearing?
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
In a twist of fate, we're not trying to help out an OPP today. We're trying to encourage and support an OPP because when I use the word help, I got told I'm in trouble.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't need help. He needs support.
His name is Charlie. He's like a delivery driver. He goes to the same business and is kind of flirty with the receptionist and wants...
It's so cute.
It is.
It's a great meet cute.
It is, but like, does it ever really work? Like, can you?
I think so.
Can the Beauty and the Beast?
I wouldn't call him the Beast.
But I just think that, like, what if she's just a receptionist who's just being nice? And if we...
We don't know until we ask. We don't know
that, but if we set him up and build him up, and then he goes in and, like, we're Cyrano de Bergerac in the background going, say this. And then she's like, oh, man, no. My God, no.
Then no. She would never say the next time.
Yes. And she would never say, my God, no. She'd say, oh, you know, I'm seeing someone or I'm not dating right now or whatever it is. And that's okay.
I'm with you. He's so vulnerable. He hasn't done it. This man. And if he doesn't. Yeah.
One texter had a really amazing idea.
Okay.
They said, have him tell her, I need you to also sign this. And it's a note asking her out.
That is really cute.
You are legitimately saying that's a good idea.
You need to find out if she's in a relationship first before I would feel comfortable doing that, but it is really cute.
It's so cheeky.
Mm.
Help me.
What about he takes a box and he cuts a hole?
No!
Okay.
It's a dude, sign for this package.
Okay.
Extra package.
Okay, wait, hold on. That's going vulgar. This is cute.
You didn't even let me finish.
We know where it was going.
We don't. I want to hear the rest.
I
need to hear the rest.
No.
I think you got it.
He unzips his pants.
Clint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you help Charlie?
I hope I can. Okay. My advice to Charlie, I would say it sounds like he's already chatting her up a little bit.
Yeah.
So just an extra question or two. People love talking about themselves. And then from there, ask for a breakfast date. It takes a lot of pressure off of both individuals.
A breakfast date?
Yeah, like go get coffee.
Ooh. Yeah, you want to just grab breakfast before work?
Yeah, like and it. If it doesn't work out, you have the rest of the day.
You ladies have never eaten before work. You eat at work.
Oh my God. I don't know why that feels so weird to me, but that's cool. If that's a real thing, it just feels like...
I've never been on one.
No, it's just like, do you want to have breakfast together? And it's like, yeah, I guess. It's like, do you want me to wake you up for it?
No, I think it can be cute. Do you want to grab coffee together? Like, no pressure. Just go to like a little pastry place or something.
You guys, should he just bring her a coffee and put his number on it?
Huh?
I'm going to say this. Decorating my living room is super personal. The only thing more personal than that is giving me coffee. You have no idea if I'm non-fat, oat milk, almond milk, if I want one pump or two, if I want drizzle, if I want, you don't know. I'm not bringing anybody coffee.
Okay, then he can ask and then the next day bring it.
Yeah.
Then it's like a scavenger hunt. It's like, well, I wonder what he's going to do tomorrow.
Or he's got to have one and go, oh, I'll bring you one next time. What do you drink?
Yes.
There you go. That's it.
Tiak, you might have game.
Yeah. And then the box is there. Is
no.
Okay.
Devin.
Yai.
Do you have advice for Charlie, the wayward son?
I think you should keep talking to her. In my experience, eventually, if she really enjoys talking to him, you'll get to a point where you start talking about the things that you do when you're not at work. Mm. And if there's those common interests, it's a lot easier to ask someone out on a date where it's like the Santa Fe Art Walk or checking out an open house or something like that.
Devin, this could just be because I lack confidence so completely.
End sentence. No, okay, what were you going to say?
But listen. There are people who are just nice to you because it's their job. She's the front line of a company. How do you know when she's chatting with you?
There is a difference.
It looks exactly
nice
the same.
And flirty.
It looks exactly. Because I'm going to tell you a secret,
different.
Erica. When you're nice, most men think you're flirting.
I'm never nice.
I know. I meant the royal you. Not you, but like, do we misread signals constantly, Tiak? Mm-hmm. It's like, that girl totally wants to bang me. It's like, what are you talking about? She's just the barista.
Yeah. Like, well, it's the cliche about gentlemen's clubs. It's like everyone falls in love. It's like they're not getting that's their job.
Yes. And this could just be her job. And if
I mean, in all fairness, I've also had the reverse happen, where I realized 6 years after the fact that a coworker was flirting with me. It's hard to tell in general.
It really is. So what can he say to go like, I mean, do you be like, you guys think the direct thing, like the note, should he go like, hey, are we flirting? Or, you know
no,
what I'm saying?
No, don't do that. Don't do that yet.
Well, it's like,
I like to, yeah.
Are you this nice to everybody or?
Address the awkwardness.
Maybe it's just. So are you this nice to everybody or am I special? And you work up from there. Because
mm-hmm.
she could go, oh, I have to be, you know, whatever. Or she's like, you're special. I winked.
I still like the box thing. I didn't even...
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.